Hello and welcome to
Digital Shomai, the podcast that may be more profitable than we think. I'm your host, Kevin from Scale Up Solutions.
I'm Abel Maningas from 10 and 11 Design. Okay, Kev, more
yes,
profitable?
Sir.
Bakit
yes, more profitable. So, amidst the corny lines, the cheesy lines, ang mga pinagsasabi-sabi natin about Shomai. So, I was digging through the internet and I found, so there was a couple in Batangas. So, at least kwento ko lang yung story nila. So, at least, I think their capital was around 1,000 pesos and they quit their jobs sa restaurant. So, they were restaurant workers. They quit their job. They were selling fishbowl sa sidewalk. Minsan nila, dati nilalako nila. Tapos umabot sa, they bought a bike, they bought a sidecar. But they hit the jackpot when they decided to sell Shomai. So from earning 100 pesos to 150 a day, syempre through hard work, determination, grit, right? They became millionaires. So ngayon, may fleet na sila ng, ano, ng motor na may sidecar na nagbebenta na Shomai fishball. Just Shomai yung main star nila. So, yun lang. Inspiring na because of Shomai, may naging millionaire. And I think they're one of the many entrepreneurs who became rich because of selling food and particularly selling Shomai.
Oh man, anong pangalan ng brand nila?
Sa ano sila eh? Sa Batangas. So, ang pangalan ng couple si Reynante and Raquel Manimtim. Yun, sorry, na-merger ko yung pangalan. Reynante and Raquel Manimtim.
Okay.
Ano yung pangalan ng brand ng Shomai nila? Hanapin natin.
Live mo talagang hinahanap to.
yes, sir. Eh, ala, nakasabi lang homemade Shomai. Pero ano siya, based in Batangas.
So, sana matikman natin. No? Pero I mean, that's a really nice story. Considering na what, Shomai lang, di ba? Kasi pag lumabas ka sa show, parang yung spectrum of prices ng Shomai is wide, di ba? Parang
meron nga sa tabi tayo, parang 2 pesos, 3 pesos per piece.
Hanggang yung 100 siguro per piece. Yung review mo last week.
Yung 25,000 pesos per order. Kaya laki ng spectrum. But Shomai paved the way.
Shomai love.
Buti walang nawala. Di tayo nawala ng subscribers doon. Di na po mauulit.
Anyway, kumusta ka naman, Kev?
Bilis. The weeks flew by fast for me. So, I think my key highlight is mas weight has been lifted kasi at least majority of the people I'm with around the house and where I work in close proximity, most of them were vaccinated already. So, nakapasok sila sa senior citizens tapos with comorbidities.
Yep.
So it's just me who is not vaccinated yet. So I have to wait for yung like just like everyone else. Ako yung sa pinakababa eh, dun sa priority list ng government. So I think that's my key highlight for the week or at least for the past 2 weeks. So Abel, how did the past 2 weeks treat you?
Well, I'm back working at home kasi actually, I didn't want to go through the hassle of driving pa to the office. Tapos yung curfew mo is 6, di ba? So, sabi ko, balik na lang muna ako sa bahay. Well, to be completely honest, mahirap mag-work sa bahay. I find, kasi tatama rin ka, ganun-ganun. And then, cooped up ka talaga. There's no feeling of going out. So, well, for at least for me, I'd prefer to go back to the office. Pero yun yung situation now. Pero sanay nga naman ako from working remotely but not hindi na rin siguro working from home. Surprisingly. Kahit saglit lang ulit since ano. So yun yung parang it's been stuck in my head in the past few weeks. Pero tuloy pa rin, 'di ba? I've been doing some writing in the past 2 weeks. I think I'll be able to share it with our audiences next time. I just have to prepare a few things. Actually, it's to give you an idea, it's 3 secrets for highly effective remote meetings. So I'll be sharing it here then.
Similar ba to sa yung what you did before, the what you called kung fu writing, an article a day?
Before, hindi naman. This is more for for my business. Kasi diba I do workshops. Essentially, how I define workshops is of highly, well, not just a meeting, better than a meeting, pero foundations are meetings essentially. Because we find that it's easier to have workshops and parang structured meetings for stakeholder conversations, for team conversations. You tend to save time if effective your meeting or you have a structured time and you have an output goal. Kaya workshop yung tawag namin. So, yun lang naman. Yung Kung Fu Writing kasi is a challenge that my friend from the States started before. Actually, mas mahirap yun kasi 30 minutes lang yung time. Parang you're supposed to write something within 30 minutes and I always found it challenging to write concisely. Kasi 30 minutes lang, and you have to start and end, di ba? Essentially. Ang hirap i-finish yung ira-write mo within 30 minutes kasi you tend to drag on. At least that's the challenge for me.
Yeah. Okay. Kala ko parang I thought it's easier kasi yun nga, you have a set time limit tapos you just write whatever comes to mind, right? But apparently it's quite the opposite.
I guess it depends on the person. Well, for me, I suffer yung challenge for me yung using Occam's razor. It's a concept that says like essentially the idea is the simplest way to explain something is the best way to explain it. You know what I mean? Parang if you can explain something in one sentence, yun yung best way to explain it. Kasi you've boiled it down to its essence. Hindi yung you have fluff to put things in.
I think yun yung pinaka yun yung pinaka appropriate sa na sentence after the word basically. Diba? Hindi yung basically then insert a paragraph here which practically explains in detail yung pinapresent. Anyway, yeah. Okay. So for tonight, we want to share the question that actually started this entire journey for us.
Yep.
Well, so tonight, as discussed last week, we wanted to try a different format wherein we have a question or we just have one big question, then our talking points and everything that we say, our opinions, the facts are pointed towards answering that particular question. So tonight, Abel, our question that started it all is,
bakit nga ba hindi pa high-tech ang Pilipinas? Actually, hindi naman yun yung exact question, diba? Like, to give a backstory kasi, I asked Kevin, I was writing before, when was this? Yeah, last year, diba? I was writing something about digital transformation here in the Philippines. Essentially, digital transformation is a fancy word to say na parang a company an organization is or uses tech in their operations, in their products, services. Again. So, yun yung conversation namin ni Kevin before and then we were like, what did na lang natin going podcast? I-share na lang natin. Paano ganun? Diba?
But yeah, it's a similar idea, right? Kasi from that question, nag-stem na siya into a bigger question, something about not the Philippines not being high tech, etc. So doon na talaga nag-start.
I think it's an interesting question, not just for us being people in the industry. Though. Parang we have a view on it. Syempre, we have our own perspective. You being in corporate, me being in mga SMEs. I think it's everyone in everyone's heads naman. I don't think we're very high tech. Definitely 10 years ago, mas better na siguro kasi we have our smartphones, things like that, 'di ba? Parang mas nafe-feel mo na hindi na. But siguro sa perspective natin working with organizations, it's surprising. We're surprisingly still quite behind, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I think in general, right? In general, the Philippines, hindi talaga eh. Right? But lalo na we're in the metro, so we see more advancements than when we go into, let's say, Metro Cebu and Metro Davao, here in Metro Manila, kasi andito talaga yung investments, yung opportunity. But in general, hindi pa siya high tech as the word implies.
Yeah, definitely. Siguro before we move further, it's good to define what high tech means to both of us. I mean, not together but individually. So sige, Kev, could you together, you know, could you share with us what high tech means to you?
All right. So I defined high tech as, so simply, makes the lives of normal, everyday Filipinos safe, worry-free, and convenient. So it's a general statement, but I think I wanted to highlight yung target ko is really normal, everyday Filipinos, not the class A, class Bs, and not the, of course, yung lower classes people, but the everyday people who go to work, who live on a good salary, ganon. Tapos I wanted to highlight safe, worry-free, and convenient as my adjectives.
Okay. Could you paint us a picture or give us a picture of what that looks like?
Example would be, let's say, our transportation system, di ba? An everyday man or an everyday person wakes up at 6 a.m., leaves at 7, takes the train without yung hindi ka na nakikipagsapalaran sa LRT, yung hindi ka na nakikipagsiksikan. Or at least if nakipagsiksikan ka naman, yung threat of being held up, yung threat of having your or wearing your bag in front of you instead of at the back where it's supposed to be. Diba? Mm-hmm. Yung worry na mananahawan ka, mawawalan ka ng gamit, or maybe even harassment to some extent, right? Kaya ako sinabing safe and worry-free. And of course, convenience is, hindi naman, I mean, let's face it, dun sa LRT, it's not really convenient. Kasi, I think, leaving 7 a.m. is a death sentence. Kasi, mawawalan ka ng pila eh. Diba? You have to fall in line for a very long time before you even reach the train. So that's why it's safe for me. It's worry-free and it's convenient for me. Yun yung definition ko ng high-tech.
Okay. That makes sense. I like the picture that you painted then. Okay. For me, actually, feeling ko medyo, hindi naman siya like specific, pero I would say, based on my perspective so far, on my experiences, I think high-tech is if SMEs apply or use technology for their operations. Siguro yun yung bare minimum ko for high tech. I think that's critical kasi, or I define it that way kasi I think SMEs are more closer to the general public. And then, di ba, maraming may nagtatrabaho sa SMEs. If they use technology to make those kinds of organizations work faster, more efficient. I think high tech na yun. Kasi I think naman yun yung last na nag yun yung last na nag-adapt SMEs. Kasi there's a lot of barriers which I think we'll touch as we go further into the discussion. So I think SMEs using tech products is high tech. And actually we're starting to get there naman na, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you pointed out earlier, right? It's definitely better than what it was 10 years ago. It was better than what was 10 years ago.
Yeah. Actually, going into this conversation, naalala ko lang pala. Kasi we went to Japan together, di ba? Mga 8 years ago.
Yep.
And then, going there kasi yung, or at least the notion before was, sobrang high-tech ng Japan, sobrang advanced, di ba? Parang ganun yung how people parang paint Japan to be. Pero when we got there, parang na-realize ko, hindi naman eh. Like, yung technology nila, hindi naman siya, cutting edge, bleeding edge technology eh. Ina-apply lang nila, surprisingly. Diba, parang meron man tayo lahat yan, hindi lang na-apply. I think that's what influenced din yung, or yung definitions natin both, diba? Kasi yung, you mentioned nga, convenient, hindi ka ma-late. Kasi you can see yung schedule ng train there. And then, convenient kasi alam mo kung kailan ka alis and then alam mong masusunod yun. So, applied yung
technology. Alam mo, hindi ka maiiwan.
Oo, di ba? So, yun yung nagulat din ako when I was able to visit. We were able to visit, di ba? And hindi naman siya cutting edge. Wala mong robots randomly. Wala mong Android except sa anime. So
or yung pinaka-robot na ata nila yung mga conveyor belt sushi.
Diba?
Meron naman tayo dito, but yeah.
Meron naman lahat yun. Okay, so let's get into like tackling that question na bakit nga ba hindi high-tech pa ang Pilipinas? Care to share your ideas, Kev, to start?
Sige. Sa akin, I went from very very general or very generic answers to somewhat more specific. So I'll start with bakit hindi pa high-tech ang Pilipinas? So I think I'll start with culture. I'll start with culture. So the reason I picked culture as the first, it's because I think we as Filipinos, we're often told that we are very resilient, right? Every time there's storm, resilient tayo. There's rotating blackouts, rotating water, diba? Resilient tayo. Like now, the pandemic, we're often told we're resilient, kaya natin yan, diba? So, my opinion is that resiliency, sometimes, it works to our disadvantage because nagkakaroon tayo ng, ganyan talaga ang buhay. Right? Like, for example, my example of the LRT situation, right? Yung train situation. I mean, from as far as we remember, since those trains were operating, ganyan na talaga eh. Di ba? Hindi siya nag-improve. So, I think it's inculcated with us na we're resilient, kaya natin to, ganyan talaga. That's why the drive, or at least the hunger, I use the term hunger, kasi I think there's a drive to innovate. But I used hunger kasi I feel it's deeper. It's not just the drive, but also the execution part to innovate.
Yeah.
Given that, I understand that not all has the capacity to shell out the money and innovate. But I think in one way or another, it trickles up to what you said, SMEs that can solve some problems. I think one example for me is Angkas. Sila yung nag-pioneer ng motorcycle taxi. I think that's the right term, right? Motorcycle taxi. So, I think that's a good... For me, that's an excellent step moving forward. Na it's high-tech. At least more high-tech than what we usually have. So, yun yung sa akin. It's kaya I said culture.
Yeah. I think we probably heard it at some point in our lives yung dapat kasi inagahan mo gumising ganyan, the late kasi mm-hmm. LRT, di ba? Yep. Dapat inagahan mo gumising, pero it may be polarizing or parang some people might get offended with what we're saying right now, to be honest. Pero, di ba, parang it, that kind of culture nga, I agree definitely kasi it incentivizes complacency. Na instead of improving things, parang hindi, dapat ikaw yung nag-a-adjust, discarte. Mm-hmm. Instead na parang pagandahin natin yung ano, so yung situation, di ba? There's this Asian culture thing nga daw na dinadodge yung ano, you go around the problem instead of going through it and actually solving. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that ano, is very related to what you said.
I think you also hit one of the crucial terms that we often use, discarte. Mm. Parang, oh, discartehan mo na lang yan, right?
Mm.
Yeah, ayun. And, well, if I were to also add culture, I think we as a culture, how should I put this lightly? We don't trust technology or we don't trust new things.
Yeah.
Or we're not quick to trust new things.
I think that's common naman with humans eh. That's actually a concept within UX din na users, well, humans nga, are averse to change, diba? Parang ayaw nila. Kahit dati nagagalit ako pag nag-change, nag-update yung Facebook, pero parang after you're over it na, parang ganun. Diba? I mean, that's a very different example, pero that's still a change, diba? So, hindi naman, parang you sort of have to sell change pa rin. And one more thing siguro na with what you've said na we adopted most of these naman eh. Hindi na, it's not like yung technologies. Hindi naman tayo leaders eh, I would say.
Yeah, that's true.
So, everything has been an adaptation na nakukuha lang natin, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So, hindi natin siya gamay yung ano term nga, di ba? Hindi siya sa atin. So, parang there's still some hesitation that will happen to apply to ano, to use yung mga technologies. Yan. Okay.
So, that's one answer I have, culture. And you'll know later bakit ko siya inuna. Kasi yung succeeding points ko is building on that. So, yeah, sa'yo ba, Abel?
Di ko alam kung going there na. Pero I would say cheap labor. Very cheap pa yung labor natin na it's easy to hire people na lang instead of finding a tool that could solve something. Siguro yung best example or best picture that shows that is yung I'm not, no offense to people working there, pero yung mga parking attendants, yung mga nasa, actually yung mga pag sa parking sa mall or anywhere, di ba nagbabantay pa yung tao doon. Every time makakita ako ng ganun, parang nakakaawa kasi parang bakit you'll spend hours there para mag-aabot ng ticket, magbibigay ng sukli. Eh, hindi naman kailangan eh. Parang sobrang ancient na actually at this point yung technology that would solve that eh. Hindi naman sa, syempre there's still, sasabihin naman sa akin or sasabihin sa atin pag sinabi na, oh, bumili ka na lang ng computer or bumili ka na lang ng machine that could solve that. Sasabihin nila, nawala ng trabaho naman yung tao.
Yep.
Pero hindi eh. I mean, yung tao na yun, mas valuable naman yung life niya kaysa dun sa role na yun. And they could spend their time for something more productive. You don't have to fire the person. Di ba? Yeah. Pero kawawa kasi, like nasa box lang, minsan wala pang aircon dun sa booth nila, mainit. So,
mausok.
Mausok. Kasi cheap lang yung labor. For it's cheap enough na yun na lang, mag-hire na lang tayo kaysa mag-invest tayo sa makina. Pero if you really think about it, if kinumpute mo, mas makakasave ka with a machine, diba? Than wasting the time of that person that you put there. Parang sana something better na lang.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, there's always roles na, or at least roles within a company or an enterprise na that a machine just could not do, especially yung kailangan mag-isip. So I completely agree with you that there are really roles that are better off with machines or computers. Then I also don't advocate to fire that person in that particular role. So mas maganda talaga na i-reallocate na lang siya. Kasi I think companies have the resources to train. They have the companies, they have the resources to equip these people with at least the bare minimum skill sets to adjust to a new role para naman yung they can live better, right? Instead of just being cooped up in that box. I completely agree. Isa nga for me that comes to mind yung sa elevator, yung taga-pindot. Parang same sentiment. Anyway, diba? Share ko lang.
Oo nga. Kasi, but papa, ano mo pa dun? Pero, I think yun nga, it contributes to things that you've mentioned kanina. Parang, it's feeding the culture of, kunyari, not buying technological solutions, not using these available solutions. Even on a, ano ah, on the high-tech end of things, parang, ano bang good example? Kunwari, if merong gumawa ng program to make Excel sheets for your small business, diba? Parang meron namang mga solutions that probably exists for that. Pero, sige, mag-hire na lang tayo ng tao na gagawa nitong Excel sheet na to, mag-manage ng Excel sheet na to. When pwede naman siya i-program, diba? Mm-hmm. So, yun nga, dahil cheap pa yung labor, hindi, ano, hindi na lang siya i-improve kasi dali lang naman kumuha tao. Pero, naging expendable yung mga tao with that. Diba? Okay. So, that's one of my reasons. And ikaw, Kev, what's your next reason?
I think another reason na bakit hindi pa high-tech ang Pilipinas, I think it's education. And I'll point specifically to college. Well, syempre, we graduated about at least five years na tayong graduate, diba? At least. So, at least I'll speak for myself or the experience I went through. So I feel that I think everyone feels this way na rin naman eh. The school system is really are more grade conscious rather than whether the student learned something or not. But at the end of the day, it's still grades, di ba?
Yeah.
I guess disclaimer, I understand what the grades are for, but it could have been better if the measurement is what we've learned. But I mean, gets mo kahit I know it's through exams or practical exams, but kasi kung emphasis sobra yung grades, parang I can have a high grade without really learning anything. Yung may memorizing ko lang but I don't really know anything. Yung mga ganong loophole. So, and since it's grade conscious, my logic is how the innovative thinking is not inculcated well in students. Kasi they're, instead of thinking, let's say, how can I better myself? The question they ask is, how can I get a high grade? So to me, I think colleges need to really inculcate innovative thinking. Parang, di ba, madalas meron yung mga, let's say, schools, even high school, even colleges, meron silang sinasabi yung the principles of our school na we're excellent, God-fearing, yung mga ganun, or Christ-centeredness. I'm not bagging on these principles, but I think an innovative mindset or innovative thinking should be beside those principles.
I totally agree with what you said. Actually, nandito rin yun sa list ko, yung lack of skill. Yun yung pagkaano ko per education. I think Just adding on to what you've said, kasi yung school system is structured in a way na it's more, tawag ko dito, trivia based eh. Parang there's a question and you answer. Parang ganun, it's not really problem solving. Na ano, parang you have a problem and you want to solve it. Kasi dun nagkakaroon ng innovation eh. Kasi if you just have a problem that you want to solve instead of just an answer to a specific question, parang magda-diverge yung pag-iisip mo and then makakahanap. Mm-hmm. You can think out of the box. Kasi actually, medyo naging technique ko siya nung college. So, ang tawag ko dun, memory pegs siya. Na, kunwari, I have my quiz. Hindi ko mas-state sa'yo exactly yung isang concept ganun sa school or sa lesson. Pero kapag nakita ko yung question, ma-answer ko siya. Kasi na-peg ko lang siya sa memory ko. So, hindi ko alam siya i-apply. Alam ko lang kung... So, para bang na-rig. Hindi naman na-rig. Pero natutunan ko lang din noon kung how it works. Parang, ah, sige, mas madali. Mm-hmm. Mas madali, diba? So, I think that contributes then to... Yun nga, parang... That's how the school system is designed. And, syempre, may advantage yun. For some fields... And I think hindi naman talaga completely mawawala yan. Pero as definitely as you go towards college, I think it's more, it's supposedly dapat mas ano siya, mas problem solving siya to foster that innovation or innovative thinking. I think siguro to add pa why ganun, or kasi you can say naman na you can spend your time doing something else, diba? Hindi ka naman like 24/7 as a school. Parang pwede ka naman magkaroon ng extracurricular activities, diba?
Yeah.
Which ginawa rin naman natin. Pero to be honest, ang dami kasi nating classes before na to be fair, hindi naman talaga important. Diba? Hindi naman siya nag-a-add sa professional.
Yeah, that's true.
Ang dami lang kasi. Tapos, structured pa yung mga programs, yung course or yung tawag, diba? Na ito lang yung titake mong mga subjects. So, hindi ka makatake ng minor. So, sabihin mo, interested ka sa technology and law. Diba, hindi mo mapapaghalo yun eh kung engineering ka, diba? Unless, syempre, yeah, later. Pero kung gusto mong pagsabayan, instead sana na lawyer ka na very, ano, na very, or at least technology, nasa tech ka, engineer ka, pero alam na alam mo yung laws behind it. Parang magandang combination of skills yun. Hindi natin nagagawa yun, diba? So, I think that's another thing, another problem.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. I naalala ko yung mga classes natin, but yeah, there are some classes na I think ang ano ko kasi how I think of it is a class should teach me a certain skill at the end of the day. Like for us, na appreciate ko yung welding class. Na appreciate ko yun kasi it's a skill that I think as an engineer and as a professional I would need. And I think as an everyday person, di ba? I would need it. But there are some classes na I completely agree with you that didn't teach me anything as a skill. Parang sige, I knew how to calculate certain stuff, but that's it. As a skill, wala ako natutunan. So I agree that each class should really teach a skill. Or at least build on top of a certain skill. Kasi I felt that some of our classes didn't do it. Diba?
Yeah.
And another point I wanted to make is in education, especially in college, I think the standard is, and this may be a bit controversial, but I think the standard is not high enough. Meaning, kanyari, let's say, yung gumraduate tayo, yung mga thesis projects, diba? Of course, when I was a student, and I'm not bagging on any professor, so I'm just stating my opinion. Na I mean, no, just disclaimer lang. No, wala akong pinapatamaan na professor from any school, right? No specific. But I think, like, yung student tayo, yung the standard of your ideas, you think as a student is high enough, but when you go into the real world, it's not.
Mm.
Parang it's just a big, parang mabilis lang siya na project of a cert, of a quick company. Parang project lang siya ng isang company, but eh, sayo, thesis, oh, okay, this, you think it's groundbreaking, you think it's innovative, you think it's for the benefit of society. Parang ganun yung mindset. But when you go out, hindi pala. Madali lang pala siya implement. So I think the coupled with the standards, the right support and the right system should be in place to for students to actually meet those standards. So yun yung sa akin na education.
I see what you mean. Siguro lang one thing to say lang to that is hindi, I don't think yung relationship ng industry and academe is as solid as or as good as you'd want it to be. Definitely in kunyari other countries, let's say sa States, diba? Yung Silicon Valley, kaya nasa, well, nasa Silicon Valley siya. Pasadena, diba? It's there kasi nandun yung universities. Kasi yung businesses want to be close to universities which are leading. So, naging resource yung universities with sa mga businesses. I think that's something that should be encouraged here as well. Na if there are companies that could foster or build a relationship and capitalize, hindi naman capitalize, pero maximize yung capabilities ng students, ng or researchers.
Collaborate with collaborate. Researchers.
I think that would definitely solve that. Diba? So, to be fair, hindi naman, I think naman with undergrad, hindi naman siya about hard skills, I would say. I think you get mostly how to think. Eh. Parang how to think like an engineer, how to think like a lawyer, how to think like a business manager, how to think like a marketer. I think yun yung pinaka-important kasi tsaka ka lang naman talaga magiging expert, diba? I would say. So, siguro it's mahirap lang kasi compare yung lahat ng mga paths or programs. Sabi mo, doctor kasi you come out with a skill talaga. Pero that's 10 years in the making. Diba? So, nag-start din naman sila sa undergrad. Hindi pa naman sila doctor at that point. Eh. Diba? Kaya it's, there's still time and ganun. And sa start talaga. Kumbaga pag-college siya, you're starting pa lang essentially. So, on the, parang I'm just bringing that up on the defensive side, kumbaga, in their defense of academe.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean. Okay.
Okay. Sige. Next ko, actually, it's lack of investment. It's very related to cheap labor yung minention ko kanina. Pero lack of investment in terms of money and support. So, money is very straightforward. Wala. Yung mga investors, syempre, takot pa. Yung mga leaders ng companies are pretty older. Mostly older. So, syempre, hindi nila alam masyado. I don't want to generalize, pero you get the picture naman, di ba? Yun. So, hindi talaga nalalagyan.
Not just companies, but I think government. You can lump in government there. Na mas karamihan yung average of the working force is more on the nearing the retirement age rather than yung mga early 20s.
Mm-mm. Though, to be honest, I don't want to say that it's because of age. I've worked with people who are older, who are way ahead of me, teaching me UX concepts, which was like, oh, good, about the app, about the product. So I don't think it's about the age lang. Siguro age and coupled with culture here. So you mentioned government, which brings me to the other one, which is support. Diba, yung support is not enough for investment. Parang walang mag-i-invest na foreign companies because of how things are set up. Startups aren't, I think it's getting better, pero startups aren't really parang uplifted yet, I would say, by the government. And nagkakaroon din ng mga regulations. May, siguro example is Uber, which is a rabbit hole to talk about. Pero, diba, naalis sila because of lack of support. May violations, pero let's not get into that.
Or ano, I think if I'll offer a better example, Wonder.
Okay,
yung sige. Carpool app. I think that's a better example than Uber.
Can you refresh what
yung so Wonder was a WUNDR. So it was a carpooling app. Mm-hmm. So you sign on the app, you look for it matches you with people near people where you work and near people where you go home. So yun yung dalawang addresses where you need to place where you where your home is, where you work. Then it matches you with people around that area that can that you hop a ride on. So kung as a passenger, imamatch ka na with drivers. So the intention was to match cars with only the driver, to match it with people. So para makipag-carpool siya sa'yo, then the app automatically calculates how much you pay. So how you pay, it's outside of the app. Mm-hmm. Outside of the app. So pwede mo siya ibigay. You just parang lalagyan mo lang doon na okay, paid to.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun. And both of you, the driver and the passenger, you can rate each other. So as a driver, ayun. So I think that's a good example, a better example than Uber. Kasi yun talaga napigilan siya ng regulation. It's because the government deemed those cars as colorum.
Well, technically speaking, and
kasi their logic was if you're gonna pay for a ride, the driver and the car at least should be registered as a, or they should have a franchise to operate as such.
TNVS.
So yung Wonder, they were tagging it as Colorum. I think if I'm not mistaken, there was an article that the government pushed out na anyone who pays you for your ride, may it be friends, etc. Kahit friends lang ah. Pwede ka pa rin daw hulihin. Pwede ka pa rin itag as Colorum.
Okay. Pag binagbayad pala ako ng panggas sa'yo, no? Pag sumabay ako.
So, yun yung ano. Kasi even Wonder, hindi ka talaga kikita eh. You can, pero it's minimal, very minimal. Siguro
balik lang gas
10%,
mo.
Balik lang talaga gas mo. Actually, not even. Minimal lang yung expenditure mo sa gas. But, ayun, regulations forced it down. Well, it's one of the factors. I'm not gonna say it's the sole reason why Wonder exited the Philippines, but I think it's one of the biggest factors why they exited. So, yeah. I just wanna share that.
Yeah, I think that's true naman. Well, yun nga. So that's another example, diba, besides Uber. Well, there's a justification na Grab is still here. Pero yun nga, that's a messy thing to talk about pa rin, diba? We don't know what's happening behind the scenes. Pero I think in general, there's still a lack of support. And yun nga, diba? Lack of investment, sorry. In terms of support and yung money. Siguro, one thing to say lang is, we mentioned earlier na hindi pa nga alam usually ng leaders kasi could be lack of skill, lack of familiarity, could be because of culture and age. Pero siguro one thing that I wanted to say going into the conversation is usually, yung mga stakeholders are very business grounded eh. Diba? Parang ba't ka maglalabas ng pera? Alam mo ba yan? Ganto ganyan. the thing is, when I got into this field, into tech, and parang, syempre, I had to learn how to sell this service. I had to learn how it makes sense for my clients, things like that. The deeper I got into it, the more simple it became, in a sense na sobrang grounded pala ng tech sa business. As in, when I was in college, parang it completely felt like a different thing. Siguro science is further from business than tech, diba? Kasi parang all these tech things, all these tech solutions, tech products, business lang lahat yan eh. Facebook, diba? Parang it felt like, oh, cool siya, social media. Advertising lang yun eh. Diba? Parang these tech solutions exist because of business problems. Diba? So, parang once you boil it down, business din lang pala siya. So, siguro yun lang yung iniisip ko na bakit hindi siya nasa-sell enough, or yung mga stakeholders or leaders are afraid when if you go deeper and boil things down, nga, parang it's still the same goal. It's still the same target that you want to achieve. This is just a means. Yung tech is just a means to an end. Pero same lang yung target nyo. So I think that's what's lacking, or explaining that siguro, or boiling things down into that is what's lacking in terms of kaya nawawala ng investment, nawawala ng support. Yun lang.
Yeah. I couldn't have said it better myself. Agree na tech is really just a means. Na it's the answer to a simple, question. How do we earn more money? How do we, or kung isa subset mo, how do we earn more market share? How do we ensure our clients do not leave us for our competitors? Yeah.
Diba?
Tech is one of the biggest or easiest, if I may add, or if I may be so bold. It's also one of the easiest answer. But yeah. Yun nga. Sometimes it's really a hard sell, especially if the stakeholders aren't risky enough.
That's the thing though. Parang, well, kasi siguro being in our shoes now, we have the curse of knowledge nga, so they say. Pero diba, parang I feel like there's less risk to be completely straightforward. Kasi, you know, I think we've talked about this at some point in one of the episodes before. Na you know na gagana yung program, you know na hindi mag-absent yung program, you know na hindi mapapagod, bigla magkakasakit, hindi mag-aewol yung makina mo. I mean, magkaka-problems, pero it's not the same kind of problems as people. So I think there's less risk. It's not a shot to the moon. Eh. If you think about it, you're hitting closer. But you just have to make sense of why you're investing in a website, investing on, say, sabihin mong a tool lang na, what's a good example? Sabihin natin QuickBooks, di ba? Kasi you want accounting. Parang ganun. Hindi naman siya risk. Eh. Parang mas riskier pa nga to buy a car, to be honest, I would say. Kasi pag, parang depreciating. Hindi naman siya ganun eh. Yun lang. Yun lang yung opinion ko.
Yeah. I mean, I see the point. I think I have to rephrase my statement. What I meant was, or I'll put it this way. One of the leaders I worked with is, he always says, a good technology, or I'm paraphrasing, a good technology won't change the world if the inventor cannot sell it.
So that's true.
Right? So we understand, right? Since, sabi mo, we're in this space, so we understand what these technologies can do. But if yung sa mga clients natin, we really have to sell the benefits, right? So when I meant, what I meant earlier was, it's really who we sell to, our customers, which I think are the overall stakeholders of each company. sila yung kailangan nating bentahan nitong mga technologies na to. Technologies that they need to adapt kasi we feel it will be for their benefit. But yeah, it's our skill of selling doon naka-base whether they will accept it or not. Definitely, kahit naman naintindihan nila, meron pa rin level of yung level of risk nila. Whether they still feel it's a gamble or even if they're completely sold, baka naman may ano pa rin. Kasi at the end of the day, right, you mentioned, it's all about, it's really about the bottom line, the money. We, yeah, in lang, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I know naman. I mean, I was just saying that kasi I think the general idea is risky ngayon. So, what I'm saying lang is, diba, hindi naman nga siya, ano, it's still the bottom line. It's not parang an arbitrary purchase. Actually, that's just up to you, kung if you know your strategy, essentially. Yeah. Pero if you know it, hindi, diba, parang hindi na nga siya nag-risk. Okay. Haba nung, so, ano na yun. Oh. Ikaw, Kev, ano next?
I think, sakto lang na mahaba siya kasi yung the points I add, yun din kasi yung next ko eh. It's support system, specifically financial support system. Yun nga, I'll just echo what you said. It's investment from or the support, financial support from the government, the bureaucracies, foreign investors, support systems, startups. I mean, there are some if you know where to look, if you know who to connect to, but in general, right, we also hear stories na a lot of Filipino inventors leave the country and bring their inventions to other countries that support them, finance their research, ganon. So yun lang. But I think I would like to zoom in on one key point, and I'm going to speak about government. And you also mentioned this earlier, collaboration. I think I'd just like to add government, one, if I agree that there should be more collaboration between the academe and the private sector, right? In whatever industry. And with that, I think there also needs to be a stronger collaboration between either the academe and the government and the private sector, or all three. So I think that's one crucial point. Kasi the reason I say that's because right now, and I say this as my own opinion, working for the government is not enticing. Kasi ang point ko, and I also mentioned age, right? I understand there are brilliant people who are even beyond retirement age, who are as innovative as they can get. But I feel na, yun nga, coupled with culture, they could be content. They could be contented with what we have instead of changing something else. Kaya ako nasabi na it's not enticing to work for the government because I want it to be enticing. Kasi I feel na the reason why I think the private sector is innovating, it's because of the infusion of young minds, fresh minds who are passionate, graduating from universities, colleges, or even high school, fresh minds who still have the drive to, who want to change the world. Yeah, mga millennials, mga Gen Z. I feel that same passion should also be pointed towards the government or the government offices. Hindi lang siya sa private sector. Kasi, let's be honest, let's say, top-notcher ka sa board exam, top one, let's say, in engineering. You're not gonna go to the government. You're gonna go to a private firm.
Most likely abroad.
Or most likely abroad, exactly. Diba? So, yun lang. That's one of my key points na I feel the government should make it enticing for young professionals to go into government.
I completely agree with that. I think that's true, pero that's a yarn that we don't want to pull. Or that's a piece of thread that we don't want to pull on, diba? Tug on and unravel. Pero yeah, if there are better leaders in terms of technology leaders there, I think overall magbe-benefit, diba? Yan.
Yep, yun. So, I don't want to unravel any, like you said, we don't want to go into that rabbit hole, but I'll leave it at that. It should be, I guess, more enticing, to say the least. So yun, Abel, sa tingin mo, ano pa ang ano? Bakit hindi pa high-tech ang Pilipinas?
Actually, you've touched on this na eh. Pero yung kanina, you said na there's no incentive, something like that, na to improve things. Because there's a lack of competition. This is something that we touched on with our initial conversation last year, diba? Mm-hmm. So there simply is a lack of competition in the country. I think maganda, it was the last for me kasi everything falls apart if meron eh. If my competition, yung lack of skill would be covered, yung lack of investment would be covered, culture would be changed.
I agree.
Labor definitely will be, yung cheap labor will be solved. Kasi kunyari, maano na eh, mas magiging ano na yung mga tao kasi there's better skill, diba? Yep. So everything falls
more
apart.
More competitive.
Yeah. So yun, simply lack of competition sa mga industries, especially the big ones. I mean, there are really big conglomerates kasi here. Syempre, it's a small country, relatively, di ba? Nadodominate tayo ng a few leaders as much as we love or hate it. Di ba? That's the truth eh. So, there's complacency. Parang, okay, ba't ko pa improve? Giant ako eh. Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, there's that mindset. Especially if the gap between you, if with the second player, if there is a second player, diba? Kung meron man, it's usually huge. So, especially, lalo na kung leader ka, diba? You really get complacent. Then on the other hand, tayo as consumers, mag-circle back sa eh, ganyan talaga sila eh. Parang, ano may hanggang reklamo na lang talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Without any drive to improve. Or at least, the drive to improve faster. I should say. Feeling ko naman there's improvement, but it's not at the pace that we want it.
Yeah. Actually, siguro, yeah, there is, ano nga, there is improvement naman. Siguro lang it will accelerate pa kasi it's not just yung changing times or bigger customer demands, more customer demands, diba? To be honest, it's very weak eh. Kasi if the customer is empowered, hindi na meet yung demands na lilipat sila. Yan naman yung mangyayari, di ba?
Yep.
Pero siguro one thing lang that would help this situation, yung lack of competition, goes back to the support statement. Kasi if there's more support, there will be more disruption and more competition. So, I guess it becomes a chicken and an egg problem. Mm-hmm. Pero if there's more disruption, there's more competition. You know.
Yeah, completely agree. Actually, competition din yung last point ko na it really needs to exist to drive innovation. Kasi as a consumer, right? You pointed this out that the consumers need to be empowered. Na if you don't like the service, you don't pay for it, then you move to another one. If you're satisfied, doon mo ibibigay yung ano mo, yung pera mo. You continue the patronage with the competitor. And I think that's in generally how our market works, right? If you don't, if something is not meeting your demands, you move to the competitor, see if it does. Ang problem nga lang, if let's say here, nabanggit mo rin na mostly it's conglomerates. So, competition is scarce, to say the least. So, the choices aren't that, should I put this? aren't the best options out there. Parang you're choosing the lesser evil.
It feels like exactly. You're choosing the lesser evil.
Diba? You're not getting a good option. You just have the lesser evil. So I completely agree na competition should arise. Kaya nga ano eh, in my line of work, what I do for a bank here in the Philippines is to prevent disruption. And to me personally, I like disruption. Whether it's a small one or a big one, disruption is disruption eh. Na it's inevitable, it's gonna come. So I think it's really something that each company, or at least from an SMEs to big ones, should really strive for. And I think yung the ones who do the disrupting, yun nga, like you mentioned, sana they have the right support systems, they have the right mindset, yung the right investors, etc. The right culture of the people to really drive innovation. Para at least maging high-tech na.
Mm-mm. That's true. Actually, parang medyo, it kind of feels anticlimactic and poetic at the same time yung end nito. Mm-hmm. For me, which is lack of competition. Kasi parang babalik din lang dun eh. Parang there's lack of disruption because of the things that we said before. And then, nawala ng competition, which feeds into the lack of ano, of answering the other things. Diba? Parang poetic siya in a sense kasi umiikot lang siya. It's parang ganun lang pala. Pero I kind of feel like it's anticlimactic kasi yun lang pala yung
oh, that's one.
It's a big
reason.
Well,
for me, that's one. Kasi ang sa akin din, I forgot to mention earlier, no, doon sa government stuff. And I think this also applies to private sectors. I think we need to have an emphasis of leveraging talents from abroad, especially yung mga expats and even the Filipinos who honed their craft and skill abroad.
Mm.
I think the Philippines in general, both private and public sector, should be more enticing for them to come back. Kasi I understand there are industries wherein you don't need competition. Eh. Like example is transport. Diba? I'll be more specific. LRT. I don't think there needs to be competition for it. Diba? Yeah. Hindi ka naman magtatayo ng dalawang train. But it's unahan more of... But I think it's more of the ano, the it's really, I think it can also tie up to the culture, to the education, but it's the drive to really push and offer a safe, worry free and convenient way. Kasi even if competition works for some industries like telco, banks, healthcare, I think healthcare, but for other industries like subset transportation, energy, right? But I think sila mismo, they need to drive or they need to strive for innovation. And like what you mentioned, kung leader ka nga, mag-isa ka, why strive for innovation, right? Kasi at the end of the day, you get paid. You get profits.
Yeah, that's true. Walang motivation to do it.
So yun, medyo anti-climactic nga.
Diba?
Yun lang din pala eh. Alam namin yun eh.
Yeah. Pero siguro, just to leave things on a good note, I would say, parang as individuals, yun naman yung magdadrive towards, ano eh, towards innovation. Actually, right now kasi diba, I'm building my team and my company. And one of our values is literally this phrase. How would this look like if it were easy? I think that's very powerful as an individual. Kasi everything could be done easier. Parang, to be honest, I mean, I would advocate for hard work as much as the next guy. Pero if you don't work smart, you won't get, kumbaga force multiplier yung working smart eh. And asking yourself that question, how would this look like if it were easy, would help you become innovative like in the simplest ways, di ba? Parang you don't have to make things hard or difficult. I'm saying this kasi kunwari, bakit kailangan may taong magbabantay dun sa parking lot, yun sa parking, yung harang dun sa parking, di ba? How would this look like if it were easy? Di ba? Parang, ah, sige, maglagay lang tayo ng machine dyan na lalagyan na lang. Di ba? So, that phrase, asking yourself that every day siguro, or even in the simplest tasks that you have, would help you be more problem-solving oriented na nga in the first place. And then, find the best solution, thinking outside the box. And then, to trickle up or magkakascade din naman siya to your business and then to your industry and then in general na, di ba? Kasi if you make things a lot easier, mas profitable ka as a business, most likely. And then your competitor would see that and then try to meet you and then tataas lang yung standard nyo.
Yep.
And then everything follows. So, siguro yun lang yung how I would close it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I completely agree. It's just really that. And I admire the principle. I think that really makes sense, especially with what you do. And diba nga, there's a saying na if you want something done faster, hire someone who's lazy. I don't really believe that statement, but I think there's truth to that. Hindi ko talaga siya ina-advocate kasi kung tamad talaga hindi siya gagawa eh. But I think hire someone who's ano ba madiskarte sa English? I think
resourceful.
Resourceful. Hire someone who's resourceful. Don't hire someone that's lazy.
Yeah. It's, but that, kasi yung phrase na yun naman ata is extreme siya eh. I mean, di ba? Parang
I get the intention. I see the intention.
And the ano, I guess mas viral siya if you put it in that, diba?
Yeah,
I mean, mas catchy naman, yung hire someone who's lazy kasi sa hire someone who's resourceful, diba?
Sabagay, lahat naman gusto mo i-hire resourceful.
Diba?
Sabagay.
Nasa cover letter na agad yun ng mga tao eh.
Hi, I'm resourceful. I'm lazy. Hire me.
Okay. Anything else? Baka meron ka pang things to add, Geb?
That's pretty much it. Medyo anticlimactic, but I think it's good to leave it that. I mean, we've pointed out some generic. At least I did. I pointed out some generic points, but I think these are really the points that hit the nail on the head. Na bakit hindi pa high-tech ang Pilipinas? We both didn't want to go down some rabbit holes or untangle some webs with some of the points that we pointed out. I think these topics merit an episode in itself. But if I were to leave on a high note, personally, I think the tech is here in the Philippines. Kung like what you mentioned earlier, di ba? Nung nag-Japan tayo. Lahat naman kung tutuusin meron dito eh. It's not just as ubiquitous or as commonly found in Philippines in its entirety. Parang it's here. Yung scale lang talaga. We just have to massively adopt these technologies. Andito naman eh. Hindi lang talaga siya kita. Yeah. Yun. Or hindi lang siya as hindi lang siya common sight sa Pilipinas. I guess I would say. Ayun. Yun. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Pag yung rice cooker mo may wifi na high-tech.
May USB.
Pag may play ng music.
Lahat ng bagay nga. Lahat ng appliance pag may USB high-tech. Or may Bluetooth. May Bluetooth, di ba?
Alright. Sige, Kev. Thank you for the great conversation again. I think this is a fun one, definitely. And I'm liking the format, actually. Although medyo we jump all over the place, but I think it comes more naturally, I would say. So for our listeners, let us know. I mean, we appreciate the feedback, definitely.
Yes, we do.
So comment or send us an email or send us a message on our Facebook page about your thoughts. So yeah, I think that's how we'll answer the question. Bakit ba hindi pa high-tech ang Pilipinas? Mga may parts na walking on eggshells, pero it's a fun conversation. Okay, Kev, where can they find you?
They can find me on They can find me in LinkedIn on ano nga ba? Anyway, on they can find me. They can find me on LinkedIn. It's Kevin John Lee. Enterprise Architect is my job title. And you just type Kevin Lee Scale Up Solutions. I updated my profile already, so you can see me there. So where can they find you, Abel?
Okay, you can find me on LinkedIn, Abel Ross Maningas from 10 and 11 Design. You can also find me on Instagram or Clubhouse at Abel Maningas. So, yep, that's it. For our listeners, don't forget to share this episode if you had fun or found this conversation insightful. Share it with a friend. It helps us and it helps them kasi nice conversation naman.
but right now it helps us more. And if you're liking the new format, feel free to share. If you have some great insights, great inputs, even some topics or some questions that you feel you want answered, just let us know. We're very open to topics. We're very open to letting us changing the format. Kaya nga nagpalit kami ng format eh, kasi we feel that this format is more natural for us. Since we're having just a conversation, but let us know whether it really works, kung tama yung hula namin ni Abel.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Kev. And thanks again, listeners, for listening. All right.
Don't forget to like our Digital Show My Facebook page.
Yes.
Yun lang. Anyway, Abel.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks, Kev. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Abel. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.